I am lying here, I think perhaps I die. This heart, which you say I do not have, is a matter of concern. It occurs to me that there shall be nothing wrong but men shall die. For all that shall matter about man is that he shall have tried his utmost best. You have spoken truth to me always, and for this I have often lost my temper on you. But I do not wish to die without saying this gratitude, etc. I think it very strange that a woman shall have been
most earnest help of all. But Mrs. Arnold, you must remember that you have been a very difficult woman, and much more difficult than generality. Many months I do not see you, Mrs. Anna. And now I die.
No, Your Majesty.
This is not scientific. I know if I die or do not die. You're leaving Siam? When?
Very soon. In fact, I can only stay a very few minutes.
And you are glad of this? People of Siam, royal children, etc., are not glad. And all are in great affliction of your departure.
I shall miss them.
You shall miss them, but you shall be leaving. I too am leaving. But I am not walking onto a boat with my own feet, of my own free will. I am just leaving. Why is your head higher than mine? Here's something belonging to you. Put it on. It is your ring. Please, wear it always. Chulalongkorn, rise. Mrs. Anna, please, take notes. You take notes. Next king. Well, suppose you are king. Is there nothing you would do?
I would make proclamations.
Yes.
First, I would proclaim for coming New Year fireworks. Also, boat races.
Boat races? Why boat races with New Year celebration?
I like boat races. And Father, I would make second proclamation.
Yes, what is second proclamation? Go ahead, make it.
Regarding custom of bowing to king in fashion of lowly toad, I do not believe this to be good thing. Causing embarrassing fatigue of body, degrading experience for soul, etc., etc., etc. This is bad thing. I believe. You are angry with me, my father?
Oh, why do you ask question? If you are king, you are king. You do not ask question of sick man. Woman. Mrs. Anna, this proclamation against bowing to king, I believe to be your fault.
I hope so, Your Majesty. I do hope so.
Up! Rise up!
Up, up, up. Like soldiers in two lines. It has been said, there shall be no more bowing for showing respect for king. has been said by one who has been trained for royal government.
No bowing like Toad. No crouching. No crawling. This does not mean, however, that you do not show respect for King.